Welcome to the Newbie Gains Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Patrick, and I'm here to show you the ABCs of exercise and nutrition so you don't have to go in circles trying to figure it out by yourself ever again. Guys, welcome back to the Newbie Gains Podcast. I have a very special guest. We've put the macro queen, the Mexican queen, the one that won the February challenge and the DTA. She's none other than Liliana. She's lost 45 pounds with menopause, and I'm here to interview her about how she lost the weight, what she's done to win, and what supplements she takes to keep her glowing. Liliana, welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me here again, actually.
Yes, this is exciting. So let's get straight into it. For those that don't know, where were you before you started with the DTA, with your fitness, your physique, your health? Give us a backstory of what a typical day looked like for you.
Okay. I've been in the gym for a long time, but my dream is always wanted to build muscle. I see the girls, I even buy a magazine, just I look their arms, their legs and everything. And I always been, before menopause, you know, 145, 150, and, you know, slim and all that, you know. So, but they need the ingredient, you know, to build muscle. And I kill myself at the gym. There was a time that my legs and, but now that I am here, I find out that was the eating.
Interesting. We're going to touch on that a bit. So you were training really hard at the gym before you joined. You weren't seeing the results. And then you realized since joining, it was the nutrition that changed everything.
Exactly. Yes. That's everything, you know. So that's why I'm the macro queen, you know. So for nothing, I get that label. It is. Yes. It's amazing. I'm thrilled that to see the scale that I'm eating a lot more, because you increase my calories and I'm not still losing weight. And I was like, my goodness, especially if I knew this before, you know, because like every girl, you know, we jump in the scale, we got disappointed because the scale didn't go down, you know. So that was my life. And now that I see the people like the way I was before, then I said, thank you, Jesus, that I'm not like that anymore. So
that's beautiful. Let's touch on that. So before you joined, what were you eating? How many tacos were you eating? I'm joking back. What were you eating
before? Well, I was not eating grams. I was eating ounces. So it's more. Yes, ounces. So, I mean, I was like with the chicken, the broccoli and boring stuff, to be honest, you know, but now that I'm here, I discover a lot of things. I was like, when this market come out? Because I never see this before, you know? And I've been getting a lot of stuff. Of course, I always read the label because I don't want the sugar added in stuff.
Yes. Okay. We'll touch on that. So before we talk about the macros and why people are wondering, why should the macro queen? We're going to tell them in a second. But can you share some supplements that helps you lose the 45 pounds? You're in menopause and you're in your 50s. So what supplements do you take?
I'm going to show you La Cajita Feliz, the happy meal, you know. So every day I take oregano oil, and I take evening primrose oil. I take the multivitamins for women, and I take magnesium, and then also I ascorbic. So this is what has been helping me. Even when the last month I had my OBG doctor, it was funny because besides that she was impressed that I lost so much weight, she was asking me about the menopause, what I feel, because actually I still am perimenopause, but after May is going to be, I'm going to be in there. And then she asked me, how do I feel, what I'm taking? And I told her, she was like, girl, you're on the top of the game. She said that, you know? So, and it is help you because, for example, the evening primrose, it's oil that helps with your joints. As my age, you just doesn't produce much as when you are younger. And then the magnesium, of course, you have to. It's, it helps you with a lot of things, and the ascorbic for your bones. And that's why, you know, Pat, I can go hike, and I'm not as scared of mountain lions or anything, but I'm chicken to get sick. Mm. And I'm not sick of anything, you know. I see a mountain lion with a prey and the side, you know. The other day I was running on the top of the mountain. I heard those cops, you know, when they're playing between, you know, so I was like, okay, you know. But just to get sick, nah. Another type of person, you know, I can't take it.
I'm the same. I was talking to Joe about this and I walk here. I'm like, you know, I do whatever it takes for myself not to get sick. She's like, why? Yes. I'm like, well, I can't imagine me going to work and being unwell and giving my 50% of myself. Like, what is that? Like, I can't even think. I need to be 100% full of energy. I got to inspire, lead, all of it. So your immune system is going to be the foundation of that. And
that's what it is. That's what all these pills help me. And then my latest best friend is this.
Okay. We got, is that the creatine?
Yes. Oh my gosh. This is amazing. You know, I used to, I mean, and I know as part of the menopause that anxiety and then for nothing, I'm not inches of anything, but this thing helps me a lot. Mm. I love
so
it.
For those that don't know, creatine monohydrate is for people that want to get strong in the gym, but I only recommend it to people that have been consistent. They're really good with the macronutrients because as Liliana is showing you her supplement stack, and some people are like, this is your cocktail of success. the reason why supplements are, it's called a supplement because training, nutrition, and rest, they come first. And because Liliana's been so successful, she can add creatine now because she's got everything else in order. So creatine will help you get stronger in the gym. It will hold water weight, so you might feel a bit bloated, but that's only for the first week. And then you'll notice when you're in the gym, you have more energy, you're a lot stronger. It's one of the supplements that have been studied over the last 30 years that have seen success because there's a lot of rubbish supplements out there that don't work. So I'm glad that you're enjoying it.
And so even my mind, it's you know, so, and also I take this. This is, I mean, for me, I always tell girls, you should start taking from when you are 35, 40. It really helps to your bones and all that. And of course, the amino, I have to take every morning. So, yeah, that's what I do. And then this is my supplement for the weekend. this is the best tequila ever.
Don Julio.
Don Julio.
Don Julio. I love that. I love that. Guys, this is called balance. cool. I love it. Now, a lot of the Dream Team Academy students are here watching you. They're laughing. They're having the great time. Jules is here. Sarah's here. Megan, Mel. We all know you as the macro queen. So for those people that don't know what a macro queen is, describe who this person is for us.
Okay. So I know a lot of you guys have a problem targeting the macros. Sometimes when I see the screenshot of your macros, I was like, I wish I can have those macros, you know? So, but it's, I explained to you guys that I'm an accountant. And the first thing I did is the first days is to put in an Excel spreadsheet. But then after that, I knew already. So, yes, I told my son from 5 to 6, don't talk to me because I'm busy, you know, and I cook. For example, I know that every day is from Monday to Friday. If I go to the gym, it's oatmeal. And if with my protein and then I start putting other tips. I always copy that, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The only thing changed is the fruit because I change it with cherries or any fruit, you know. So, and then later on, I start doing my first snack, you know. Okay, so I entered that. I entered the lunch. But then now I'm doing, I entered the dinner. because I wanted to see how many macros I have left. Then, of course, I added more to my lunch and my other snack. So, and then that app that is in our app is really good. You can start typing. You can start typing anything. If it doesn't show, you can scan the barcode, and it's amazing, you know. So my friend from LA, we are the same age. She came the other day, and then she see me. She's like, oh, she called me bonita and beautiful. She's like, look at your arms, look at your legs. She's like, look at your cheeks. She's telling me all that. She says, what are you doing? And I told her, I'm eating a lot. She's like, for real? And I showed her, and she got into my fitness, the app. So then she's like, she texted me the other day. She said, I lost 1.5 pounds. I'm like, good. So now you're eating a lot. So it is. I mean, I was so wrong, Pat, about eating the way that I was eating before. I mean, there is no day that I thank God for you, for the DTA, because I learned something else new.
That's amazing. There's so much things to talk about there. I know a lot of new people have just joined, and I know some people are not as consistent with their macros like you are. Can you share some of your secrets? Like, let's say someone's trying to hit their protein intake and they're struggling with it. Like, what did you do to hit your protein intake so consistently?
So you got to enter everything on the app, and then you can see it, you know, how it's been deducting, you know, everything, you know. So then, of course, you see that you have 5 remain, then add it to the chicken or something. For the carbs, sometimes, yes, you have only 5 left. Just do fruit. I always do. I share with and Facebook and the team, it's been like 2 or 3 times about the food that you can combine. I'll bring it. I have it in my fridge here.
Yeah, while she's getting that, I want to tell you guys. So she is logging her food into the app before she eats it. Is that right?
Yes, that's what I do. And this, I shared to you guys this, you know, so you can, if it's something you still need to put the macros for protein, it's in there, you know. They give you an idea, you know. So, but you got to do, I know, I told you, remember, it's tedious to do that in the app, but I do it now. Man, I regret it, you know, not doing it before. Now that I'm doing it, oof, yeah. I can see the big differences.
Yeah, okay, cool. I want to pause there. So, guys, she's an accountant. So when she's talking about lines and spreadsheets, I gave her macros, I gave her her numbers, and she was recording on a blank paper. And I'm like, okay, you can't do this every day. So I said, no, you're going to put your food into the app so it's more clear to you and to me, because if we need to make changes, we need to make changes through a calculator. And she did it, and now she's been perfect ever since. It's very hard to get perfect, but the reason why she's able to do it, because she's consistent, she logs her meals in the day before, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and everything else. So that's why she's able to lose the weight, keep it off, okay? Very important.
And you know, Pat, with the time, you learn what you can eat, what can you buy, you know, at the grocery stores. You know, so like I told you before, I go Costco every Friday, and I know what I'm going to get. I know I got to get protein, veggies. That's it, because the rest of the stuff I have it over here, pancakes and brown rice, whatever. But then once you start doing it, you're just like, that's the moment, the aha moment. So I was like, I was missing out that before.
Okay, can you tell everyone your typical day of eating? Like, what does Liliana eat for breakfast, lunch, dinner?
In the morning after I come back from the gym, I already have, like you just mentioned, and I do everything at night. I cannot do it in the morning because I'm rushing, take a shower, get ready to go to work. I got to be at work at 7:40. So I eat in the morning a half a cup of oatmeal. And I, for the night, I put it in water and I added either banana, a half a banana, and cherries or blueberry, whatever fruit, just to give a little bit of flavor. And then the whey protein. That's, for me, it's a lot. So, and then my snack, I have to be eggs with one whole egg. And another thing, the reason that I hit the macros is because I weighed everything. Even an egg, I weighed it because then they says it's like 30 grams. No, sometimes it weighs more and less. Believe me, you gotta do that. Weighed everything. Even the piece of bread, the toast that I have for the snack, I weighed it. And then I have my cup of coffee with the nut pad, the no sugar on. That's my snack. A lunch can be chicken. Most of the time I eat chicken and vegetables. But then again, I weigh them. And then I like any sauce, you know, nowadays, like I said, Pat, there's so many things in the store that you can add in it healthy, you know. And then in my snack, the other snack, because I divide the macros in five meals. Can be pancakes, can be crackers with yogurt with a little bit of whey protein. And then strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, all the berries. You know, and then at dinner, I have to sometimes eat pancakes again. I love pancakes. That's why I call Nancy Partner Pancakes, because me and her, we like the pancakes. I have to feel something, you know. So, yeah. But I eat before 6 and that's it.
Yep. Okay. I love that. Now, there's people in the comment section. I'm just going to read it out. So, Mariana, she's like, I've gotten horrible with transferring my meals from one app to the DTA. Definitely going to try her way to help me remember. Yes. So, when you're in my fitness pal, it syncs to our app. Okay. If it hasn't synced for you yet, message me. Number one. Number two, if you just put all your food in the day before and just follow what you said you were going to do, you're going to automate results.
Yes.
Yes. I love
definitely.
It.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely you will.
Yeah. This was a question that I didn't have on written down. I haven't given it to you, but I'm actually curious. So let's say you're out with friends on the weekend. Like, what do you have a treat meal? Do you eat off the meal sometimes? And when you eat out, how do you eat out?
Well, I gotta learn here too that before, because I said that's a cheat day or cheat meal, I wanted to eat everything that my eyes see, right? Like chocolate, ice cream, whatever. But lately, I don't do that. I'm very mindful. I remember you know, with all the things that you advise, and that's true, you know, because when I go out, yes, we order something and I eat very little of everything. But before that, during the day, I don't eat much of carbs or protein. I leave everything for the going out. And alcohol, I sip the glass of wine. That's it. I left it and I told my friend, do you want the rest? Because I'm not going to drink it. I try to control. That's not the only bottle of tequila I have. I have a lot, but I don't drink tequila here at my home because I have to snack a lot. And since the Super Bowl, I haven't touched the tequila. So then I'm done.
Yeah. So she said, it's not the tequila, it's not the wine, it's the snacking, right?
Yes.
So usually what people think is like, oh, drinking is going to, you know, help me put away. I don't want to drink anymore. It's not the drinking. It's the things that you do after the drinking. It's the eating. Yes. It's the sleeping in. It's waking up in the morning with a hangover, not drinking enough water, not going to the gym. It's what happens after. So when Liliana is telling you guys she takes like maybe half a glass of wine, she sips, she doesn't finish it. It's because she knows what she needs to like still have social fun, but also knows how to like pull back and say no. It's that healthy balance.
Yes. And nowadays I can't eat the way that I used to be before. You know, I love hot Cheetos, but yeah. I haven't touched it, you know, because it's something happens on my stomach and I was just like, why should I put myself on that? You know, no. I was like, no, I'm very content the way that I'm eating. I'm eating a lot, you know, so very happy.
Cool. How has this coaching program with the DTA changed your life?
Ugh, everything. You can see my arms, everything. It changed. I sleep well. Yes, of course, I'm tired. You know, I'm going to be 52 soon. But guess what? I lift more heavy than other girls. The other day I was walking in front of this girl and then she was scanning me, Pat, from the top of the bottle. I was like, no, you can have it too, you know. So yeah. DTA for me, it's changed a lot of my life. The way my thoughts, the way that I was lifting weight, the way they eat. It's amazing. I praise God that he has this plan for me to be in here. And I always tell people, you know, when I told people about coaching, the people thinking that you're going to be, no, I was like, he's not here, but he can see you. It's like God.
If people's like, I feel like you're always watching. I'm like, yeah, who knows? Like, I might be Big Brother, like the show might be always watching. It's a good thing to have that other voice in your head saying, maybe you shouldn't do that. You know, some people don't have that voice. So
you're not cheap, you know, so then I'm not going to waste my money. You know, I'm going to enjoy every single thing, you know. So, yes, there's a time when you change my routine. I was like, he changed my routine, you know, because I'm used to, you know, so I do that every night before I go to sleep. I check the app and see if you change my thing. Because in my mind, it's like, oh, okay, it's a Thursday. I know what I'm going to do. So I plan everything because otherwise I will not be as successful the way that I is now. Yeah, you got to plan everything.
100%. Last question. What advice would you give to others, especially women in their 50s who are menopausal, but are struggling with weight training and they want to join our program, but they're not sure?
Just enjoy it. You're not going to regret it. But yes, you got to follow everything that Pat put in your to do, because you're going to see your body change. And it blow your mind when you see the way that your clothing is feed you. You know, you feel good. You feel like, wow, you invest on something that you will never regret it. Because you're going to learn a lot.
I love it. Thank you, Liliana. I really appreciate you. After this is done, I want you to go in the comment section. You have a lot of love and support in the chat. It's freaking amazing. I love doing this with you guys. Liliana, I appreciate you. And I know this is not the last time. And I look forward to seeing what awaits in the rest of your journey.
For sure.
All right. Thank you, guys. See you on the next episode of the Newbie Gains podcast.
Bye, guys.
That's it. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Like I said, I've been telling people, but I know people there are, I think it's afraid just to the things that you're going to be behind them, you know, scolding them and other ones that don't speak English, you know. So then I don't know. I told people it's the best. It's the best investment that you do in your life, hiring somebody to help you.
A lot of people don't invest in themselves. They want to put everyone first, you know, kids, family, friends, work, everything but themselves. I'm like, why?
Exactly. So you remember when you asked me to enjoy the next level and I told you no, because I wanted it. I was saving money to get my pair of shoes, but I did not get one. I get three pairs. Okay.
Okay, guys, in the DTA, so you guys know what she's talking about. So I asked Liliana to join Next Level Coaching for like 6 months and she's like, oh, not yet. I need to save my money. I'm like, I'm just going to keep asking her because she's doing really well. And I know this environment is going to take her to the literally to the next level. So she invested early this year and she's been super consistent. Right now we're going through, she lost a ton of weight and now we're changing, we're burning body fat and we're putting on muscle. So she's getting stronger in the gym, eating more food than ever. So that's the next phase in her journey. So yeah. Well, Liliana, I appreciate you. I'm going to run to my next call, but thank you so much. I can't wait to see
you. You're welcome. Sure. See you guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Newbie Gains podcast, and hopefully you got some inspiration. If you did, and you want to learn more on how me and my team
can help you start getting fat loss results. DM me transform on IG and I'll send you more details.